Tony Sanchez, new head coach of the UNLV Rebels. He, along with Mike Bobo, the two new coaches in the Mountain West, Bob Buehler and Jeff Caves here at the Cosmopolitan. All right, Tony, what's the biggest difference in the time? I know you haven't coached a game. Coaching high school, coaching college, do you think?
Well, you know, it's not the X's and O's. I mean, obviously going through spring ball, I mean, there's an easy translation there. I mean, you've seen a lot of guys that have made that jump as coordinators and been real successful. So really some of the off-the-field things. I mean, you get into recruiting and it's 24-7 and it's, you know, all-encompassing. But the good thing is the situation that I came from, I had a front-row seat to recruiting for a bunch of years. And you saw the good, the bad, and the ugly. Who did it, you know, a way you identify with, ways you would do it different. So I really got to see that with a lot of the guys that I had coached and helping them through that process. And just the off-the-field management, you know. The good thing, again, though, going back to Gorman, it was a little different situation. I mean, we traveled across the country and played games and chartered and, you know, did weekly radio shows. And so you were exposed to a lot of things. Obviously, it's more magnified at this level. But, you know, there had been some experience there. So it's been good.
Coach, so when you were hired, there was a lot of attention on your relationship with Fertitta's?
Fertitta's,
the station casinos, etc. Now, I look at that and think it's a positive. We're in 2015. These programs don't fund themselves. That's some equity that you bring to the table. If they brought in Nick Saban, there'd be a lot of people want to give money to that school. That's how I look at it. So I don't know how you've represented it, though. Are you not talking about that relationship, or if that came with you as a package deal?
There definitely was not a package deal at all. And, you know, really, it's not about one relationship with one family. It's a relationship with this community. I mean, there's a lot of people in this community that are movers and shakers that can do, that can contribute a lot and make a huge impact on our program. And, mm-hmm. you know, we're out there talking to them. So I've got a lot of great relationships. And, you know, I'm from Vegas. I've been here 7 years now, and we did some amazing things in the city. And the community's fired up about it. So there's a lot of people that we're going to lean on for some resources. But at the end of the day, I got hired because I'm a football coach.
Yeah, but that one relationship was isolated. It was written about by every national publication. I was saying, great, if they're friends with this guy and they like him, because, Coach, frankly, I had people tell me when UNLV wasn't doing well, they got more going on at Bishop Gorman than they going on at UNLV. And until they figure that out, this school won't make it happen. And because Gorman was building $93 million worth of facilities, and UNLV wasn't.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, it's an amazing facility over there, and, you know, we accomplished some amazing things. But at the end of the day, you know, when you look at UNLV in the past, you know, the one thing that was always missing was the Vegas component. No one ever talked about it. It wasn't front and center. And, you know, at the end of the day, you think about the opportunity for a young man to come here and play football. When you're done, after graduation, the economic opportunities you have for life after football, the connections you'll make, the jobs that you can have in a region of the country in which you live, our proximity, 4-hour drive from L.A., 5 from Phoenix, 6 from Salt Lake City, our nickname's the Ninth Island. I just think we need to be very aggressive in the way we represent it, because this is a phenomenal opportunity, you know. And there's a lot of things that needed to happen. We need to address the facilities we currently had, and we did that. We're talking about building new facilities, and we're out fundraising for it right now. We needed some money to go ahead and hire a quality, you know, assistant football coaches, and we did. You know, I feel like we went out and got a great staff. And so there's a lot of little things that we were able to address that I think that attack some immediate needs are going to allow us to be successful.
Tony Sanchez joins us. He is the new coach here at UNLV. Tony, what do you think is the greatest challenge? I mean, UNLV has had multiple coaches, have not had a whole lot of success, and what success seems to be sporadic. How can you do it, and how can you make this team consistent?
Well, and I think you hit the nail on the head when you said consistent. You know, we've had blips, you know, and the biggest thing for me is, you know, just, you know, installing a process. You know, we got to create a value system, and the whole thing, that value system is going to, you know, dictate the way we do everything, from going to class to dealing with our community to practicing football. And, you know, when that value system's in place, it'll allow us to be consistent. We're not looking for the quick fix. You know, we're looking for a steady climb that'll allow us to compete at a high level every single day, you know, and there's no quick and easy way to do that. But I think one of the things, you know, in this day and age, let's face it, you know, when it comes to recruiting and it comes to messaging, you got to get out there and you got to have some marketing strategies. You know, we never had social media before. We had no Twitter. We had no Instagram, no Facebook, no way to really contact our recruits. So that's different now. I mean, you know, if you're following our program, if you're a fan, you know what we're doing on a daily basis. You know where we're at. And, you know, and you got to tap into that. You got to tap into those natural resources. And the kids you're recruiting, you know, show them Vegas and show them why this is a positive place and the weather we have year round. And, again, those type of opportunities, and then, you know, market the coaches that you've hired. And, you know, those things have all been positives, and we're seeing it right now.
I was reading that when you first came in the door, the facilities and the coaches' offices and everything, unless I'm wrong, Coach, and I tried to read as much as I could, you said, you know what, take it all out of here. I'll sleep on the floor. We'll work. We'll put our ass on that floor, and that's where we'll work, because we need something better than this for ourselves. Is that an exaggeration, or is that the truth?
That's the truth. That's the exact truth. You know, and you know, we walked in on that second day. We brought in, you know, the GAs that were there and some of our assistants, and we did it. What did you do? We threw every chair away, every desk. We ripped the carpet out. We ripped the stuff off the wall. I mean, I'm just not sitting in this. You know, I mean, we're going to clean it. We're going to take care. At the end of the day, you know, and you have relationships, and not everybody has an opportunity to grow up with a lot. But you walk into someone's house, and I don't care what they have. It can look sharp, and it can look tidy, and you can tell they care. And I don't care how many resources you have. You can walk into a place, and it's a mess. So it's about taking care of the things you have and having pride in them, and that's something that we needed to change.
How quickly can you turn this thing around?
You know what? It's hard to put a time frame on. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, when I walked in and I met our team, I told the seniors that don't worry about the 4 or 5 year plan. You don't have that time. You know, you want to win. You want to win now. So I think there's a balance there. You know, again, there's not a quick fix, but at the same time, you got to be relentless in your pursuit of excellence every single day, and you got to get people to be inspired and play at a high level and work at a high level. And from the way you eat to the way you train, to, you know, again, your off season. I mean, all those things are so, you know, so important and pivotal to us being successful. But you know, we want to win, and we want to win now. I'm not going to make any bones about it. The first thing we did is we put up our new goals and says Mountain West Championship. That's, I mean, graduate Mountain West Championship. And you know, why would we make our goals any different?
Well, and it's all about Jimmy's and Joe's. So as it relates to you attacking the recruiting angle, what will be different about where you go and what you do than what they've done in the past?
You know what? Again, I kind of nailed, you know, told you earlier, you know, the state of California, especially Southern California, the Phoenix area, Utah, Hawaii, and then that area, and Houston. Got a couple kids out of Seattle last year. But those are the areas we're going to focus on because I think geographically it makes a lot of sense. And last year we brought in a great group of guys, and we got to continue to do it. At the end of the day, it's about recruiting, 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 recruiting. We got to be relentless in it.
Coach Sanchez, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. We'll look to see you on Halloween down here.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.